Class has just begun on a mild and muddy early spring morning at the Ottoquechee School. Indoors, kindergartners are busily plotting how they will spend most of their day outdoors. At one table, there's a lot of talk about catching make-believe bad guys out there.
There's no really bad guys, but we're going to just pretend there's actually bad guys there.
In a circle on the floor, other kids are preparing to spot some wildlife.
What sorts of things have we seen around that we say, oh, a deer must have been here?
Deer scat.
Deer scat. What else?
Deer prints.
Each Friday, teacher Eliza Minucci and assistant teacher Megan Teachout use the woods almost all day in all kinds of weather as an alternative classroom. Children learn how to navigate relationships and nature while applying math, language, and science skills. Today, they have a tough slog up the steep path behind the school through snow, ice, and mud.
Guys, the pond is actually a river now!
When they get to the top of the hill, each child runs to his or her own observation site, called a sit spot, to see what else has changed. Jaden Foster says last Friday she was sinking in deep snow, but not today.
Ice. Because the rain came down and made it all ice.
Meteorology 101. Meanwhile, young architects are scrambling into igloo-like structures they made together out of snow and rocks. Still others are bringing sticks to the campfire, where teacher Megan Teachout is setting up a tripod for a sack bucket.
Eyes and ears. Guess what we're going to have today instead of hot chocolate for a treat?
Yeah, hot syrup.
It probably won't be syrup yet, but it's going to be sap. It's going to be hot sap.
At a maple tree, a few children are taking turns sticking their tongues out to catch sap dripping from a bucket they have hung there. Instead of fighting about who gets the prime spot, they start counting and switch places after each taster gets exactly 17 drops.
A 9.
Teacher Eliza Minucci spontaneously slips in a math lesson.
10 and 7 more is 17, right?
Yeah.
For Minucci, this forest is filled with teaching moments like that.
Yeah, just how those two just traded who was pouring the bucket without an issue, that doesn't always happen in kindergarten very smoothly. And, I mean, it still doesn't happen all the time, for sure, but... Yeah, we're going to head back. I do need help bringing the sled back, though. Who's got the sled?
Outdoors, she says, her kindergartners take responsibilities they might shirk indoors, like pulling a heavy sled filled with sap buckets. She cites research showing all kinds of social and cognitive benefits of outdoor education for young children. Private schools throughout the world are latching on to forest kindergarten, but in Vermont, there are only 2 public programs, at the Ottoquechee School and at the Sustainability Academy at Lawrence Barnes School in Burlington. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.